Kneeling Millionaires Are Back. Premier League brings back Taking the Knee for Anti-Racist Campaign. By Kurt Zindelka on October 10, 2022. England's Premier League has brought back the Black Lives Matter-inspired virtue signal of taking the knee before matches this week to mark Black History Month. Though the Black Lives Matter has been widely discredited, with the leaders of the far-left Marxist movement being accused of using the vast sums of money raised to enrich themselves, the Premier League has decided to once again perform the BLM-inspired pose prior to games between the 8th and 16th of October. The top tier of the English football system had previously scrapped the performative gesture, which became a feature before every match following the death of George Floyd in America in 2020. In August, a player-led decision was made to only take the knee during significant moments, on the belief that less is more. Therefore, marking Black History Month, which is held in October in the UK, the Premier League launched a No Room for Racism campaign in which players will once again get down on one knee before kickoff. Premier League Chief Executive Richard Masters said, "Fighting racism and all forms of discrimination is always a priority for the Premier League and our clubs. We urge everybody to play their part and demonstrate that racial prejudice is not acceptable in football or wider society. We support the decision made by players to take the knee at specific moments during the season, and we will use these matches to further promote anti-discrimination and educate fans. We continue to work hard to address discrimination and improve opportunities within the game, in line with our No Room for Racism action plan. We know more can be done to remove barriers to make football more inclusive, and that football will benefit from greater diversity across all areas of the sport." In addition to players taking the knee, all Premier League matches over the next two weekends will feature No Room for Racism messaging. The league said that players will also be taking the knee at further No Room for Racism match days, on the final day of the Premier League season, and at the FA Cup and EFL Cup finals. They also said that they would be taking the knee at the Boxing Day fixtures after the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022, though not during the cup itself. Which is ironic given the use of actual modern slave labor in building the grand stadiums for the World Cup to be held in. Ridiculing the return of the BLM pose, the star of Breitbart's My Son Hunter, Lawrence Fox, said, "The kneeling millionaires are back, this time in the name of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Knee-taking to communism, by ball chasers on £100,000 a week. What's not to love?" Fox joked. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.